We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Empathy is the ability to put yourself in other shoes and truly glean how someone else would feel in a certain situation. Folks, I'm not sure if I'm doing that really well here, but I continue to be bothered by a similar theme of things that are going on in sports. And that is simply this. The National Basketball Association is dominated by African-American players and predominantly controlled by white male owners. Now, some NBA franchises have considered dropping the term owner from their day-to-day vernacular, calling it insensitive. Reading here from Newsweek with an article. TMZ reported Monday that multiple teams could join the Philadelphia 76ers and Los Angeles Clippers in softening the tone of the person's title who controls the business franchise. Quote, we're told the conversations essentially center around the idea that the term owner in a league where the majority of the players are black feels racially insensitive, the TMZ report stated. The term owner refers to the person who owns controlling interest, more than 50% of the franchise, or the majority shareholder. The NBA is populated by 74% African-American players, with the remaining players identified as white, European, or other backgrounds. Meanwhile, owners of NBA franchises consist of mostly white men, according to the same study. Folks, these kinds of stories drive me absolutely, positively insane. If you own a company, what does that make you? That makes you an owner. Okay? We're not talking about slave plantations. We're not going down that road. It's okay to have a Caucasian boss. It's okay to have an African-American boss. Okay? Never in my life, and I don't know where this began. I don't know if this started with the Donald Sterling stuff and the comments about Magic Johnson, which were horrible and deplorable, and he received a lifetime ban from the NBA, and he should have received a lifetime ban of the NBA for that nonsense. That's completely hurtful. It's completely insensitive, and the NBA has a right to distance themselves from anyone they want. All right? But I think sometimes when we're so focused on not offending everyone, we fall into the category of offending people we never intended to offend. And I think when you are towing the line right here between saying that the term owner is offensive because the owners are largely white and the players are largely black and, you know, this racially insensitive. I mean, folks, look, this is a sports show, not a political show, right? But we are also in an era in our society where we're taking these steps to erase history from the history books nowadays. The history that I had to study in grade school, in many respects, is now becoming obsolete. We're, you know, I think we should, if I'm honest with you, be taking down some flags. I think we should, perhaps, in some cases, be taking down some statues, but not all statues. And, you know, some of these statues that have been up in cities, you know, my hometown of Tampa, for one, have been up for hundreds of years. And some of these, generals and so forth, the statues that are being taken down, were known for a lot more than just being a part of a certain era that was harmful to some people. So to me, outside looking in, and I open this up to you guys, I'm offended that they're not going to use the term owner, because that's what you are when you're an owner. But I would totally welcome to hear the opposing viewpoint on this at 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Is the term owner racially insensitive? Because I just don't get it. Former NBA player Steven Jackson, also an African-American, sides with me on this.
I think people are looking too deep into the word owner. When Michael Jordan became an NBA owner, everybody was praising. We have a black owner in the NBA. I love the word owner. I own a company, and I love the fact that to tell my kids or people that didn't expect me to be where I'm at, to tell them that I own a company. So you work hard, and you come and you bring something from the ground up, you deserve to be known as the owner of the other person who's running that corporation. You can call them CEO, whatever. But the owner word, I love it because it's a title that you've given after you work hard to build something from the ground up and to own something. It means a lot to me.
Lonzo, I'm totally with Steven Jackson. If you have, through your own blood, sweat, and tears, came to the point where you are owning your own company, all right, and you have earned that, all right, even if you begin a company today, your company today may not be worth anything if you just started up, but you started, you were the owner, the creator, and the founder of that. That is a title that you've earned as of the creation, the LLC, of your company. Right? You've earned that. And now the NBA is saying it's only racially insensitive because a majority of the players are African-American and a majority of the owners are white. That has something to do with the history of the country. But you just can't change the terminology because of the demographics of the National Basketball Association. And I know Lonzo, that, you know, I believe this to be a sports discussion, not a political discussion. I know sometimes we don't like to go down the political road, but I don't believe in any way, shape, or form that the word owner is racially insensitive in the slightest. And if the NBA gets rid of the word owner, I will be offended, because that's, if you own the team, what else are you? I mean, you are the owner of the team. Can we just please all collectively take a step back and just calm the hell down about all this stuff? For once, can we just calm down? You know, like, everybody's dander is so up now about everything, all right? You know, and it started with the kneeling for the national anthem, something I understand, but I do not agree with, okay? I personally would not kneel down on my country during a national anthem. Are there police injustices going on? You better believe there are. You better believe there are. But I think this thing is branching out into so many different realms that it doesn't even make sense anymore. Like, you know, you've earned the right to be called an owner. Lonzo.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And my question is, let's say they do change it in basketball. Does that apply in other sports? Because does it apply in Major League Baseball? Does it apply in football? So if NBA decides to do this, do the other sports have to follow suit? And if they don't, then are they being racist or whatever because they haven't changed it? I don't know.
You know, and while I'm at this, can I also say, like, I was reading this today, that The Walking Dead, the TV show, is considering not filming in Georgia anymore if Georgia adopts the no abortions bill, right? Can we please have a separation of church and state here? I mean, you can film in a state and not agree with everything that state does. But what we're having is Hollywood trying to strong arm politics. We're having sports leagues, the NBA, we're not coming to Charlotte for the All-Star game, trying to strong arm politics. I think it's best if entertainment and sports are kept separate from politics. And when you threaten to not film in Georgia because of a bill Georgia may or may not pass, I've got a problem with that, man. I think we're teetering in a dangerous place today, man. I really, really do. Mike is up next. Mike, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate you having the guts to speak on this topic. It's not easy. Thanks for the call. Go ahead.
I just want to say that I agree 100% with you and Steven Jackson. I mean, I feel like we've gotten too politically correct in this country to where the least little thing that comes out of someone's mouth now, someone's offended by it. And I don't know how we got to this point as a country.
Yeah, no, Mike, I don't get it either, man. And so, like, where did this come from? You know, this notion that an NBA owner, the term owner is offensive because, you know, I what I'm reading is, It's the kind of the feeling of because a majority of the owners are white, and a majority of the players are African American, it feels to some players like the historical white oppressor. And it's just a job title, man. It's a job title. You own the team. What else should the owner of an NBA team be called? I don't get it, Mike. And I almost wish you were on the other side of this, Mike, because I want to hear an opposing viewpoint. I want to hear the player's side. I'm not African-American, and maybe therefore I'm not able to walk in those shoes, and I don't get it. But in my seat, I don't get it. I don't understand it.
And see, I am African American, and this makes absolutely no sense to me, because never in my life have I taken the word NBA owner to have any type of racial connotation to it, because he's the guy that owns the team. That's how I see it.
That's exactly right. And if you put, Mike, if you put your blood, sweat, and tears into something, let's say you become the owner of, Mike's Great Italian Restaurant here in town. We're now going to strip that title from you because it's racially insensitive. It is. If you earn that title, you earn that title, and you should have that title. President, is that less offensive? You know, it's just, I think there's certain things, Mike, where in many respects, we want to honor history. But I don't think the term owner is historically racially insensitive. So, Mike, let me ask you this question. You know, you're Adam Silver, you're the commissioner of the NBA. How do you handle this from here? What do you say?
I really don't know, because this is mind-boggling to me. I need some time to think about it.
Me too. I need some time to think about it as well, man. I really, really do. Mike, thank you for your perspective, bud. I really do appreciate that, man, all right?
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. I don't get it. I totally don't get it. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm not trying to be hurtful. Thomas Guzik tweets into the show, a definition of owner, a person who owns something, one who has the legal or rightful title to something. The owner owns the franchise, not the players. Ridiculous. Yes. Yes. It's not an ownership of people. It's an ownership of property. Property versus people. Oh, come on. Gosh. And Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, is so darn sensitive to this stuff that I bet you he's going to cave. And I bet you, Lonzo, we're going to have like terms like CEO of the Orlando Magic next year. And it just makes no sense, man.
The sad part is this stuff has started and it's never going to stop. And we're just going to have to deal with whatever the next thing is.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Is the O on your shirt, does that stand for owner? I think that's what it is. Lonzo's got the red Buckeye shirt
today. It might as well
be
because I've owned you all day.
Oh, is that true? Is that true? Should I be paying your rent because you own me? Is that what's up?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.